Yes, my question is, what was God's original diet in the Garden of Eden?
Well, if you look in the book of Genesis, it tells us in chapter 2 that God gave man to eat from the ground basically a diet of fruits, grains, nuts, and that would include legumes. After sin, God said that man was to also eat the herb of the field, which is the King James way of saying vegetables, as the beasts do. So the original diet for man before sin was fruits, grains, nuts. After sin, it was not only the fruit of the plant, but the plant itself, which would be the roots, the leaves, the stalk, that would be vegetables. And so what the original diet was a vegetarian diet.
And what about milk? Did God allow people to drink milk or eat eggs?
Well, obviously, as babies, all mammals drink milk. Even humans drink their mother's milk. But as time went on, and man became nomadic, he began to use the dairy products of the clean animals, the goats and sheep, for milk. And, the Bible says, butter and honey shall he eat, where God's taking us to a land flowing with milk and honey. So there's certainly no sin biblically in drinking the milk of clean animals. I mean, I wouldn't want to drink camel milk. I know you go live with the Mongols, they drink mare's milk, and they make a wine out of it. But a bottom line for health, Doron, is that the fewer animal products, even the clean animals, the fewer animal products in your diet, the less chance you'll probably have a disease.
And can I ask you something? Because I've heard that saying people that if you don't drink enough milk, you won't get enough calcium.
That is a fable. That is a myth.
Oh, really?
There's more calcium in broccoli than in milk. The people who put that out are the American Dairy Association. That just is not true. You do need calcium in your diet, but the idea that you have to drink cow's milk to get it, do you think God made humans where if they don't drink cow's milk, they won't be healthy? I mean, why would he wire any creature like that? Even evolution couldn't explain that one. So
okay.
I hope that helps, okay?
And can I ask you one more question, real short?
Well, if it's real quick, because we got a few people waiting.
Are there going to be true prophets in the last time? Or?
Joel chapter 2 says, I will pour out my spirit in the last days, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So yes, there should be prophets. It's a gift of the church.
Amen.